jail, straight to jail for questioning, at least, Erica. Look, I have seen enough, ladies and gentlemen. I've seen enough. Erica Kirk should be dragged into a police precinct for questioning. Like I said, you can show me the person who disagrees with me on that after I will reveal to you what we can now confirm. You can show me that individual and I will show you a full blown fraud. That's the only people that would disagree with that assessment. I said to my team this morning that the amount of evidence that is now piling up, I would say against Erica Kirk, is almost akin to an NBC Dateline episode, except it's actually more simplified than that. Like Dateline, that show is way too complicated.
We were girls and young women who were victimized by Epstein and Maxwell in a game ring.
I know there are videos and photos. I know that Jeffrey had recording cameras in his house.
Powerful people who caused us harm are being protected and we're being exposed. It is meant to silence us.
For years, Erica Kirk's name floated quietly on the edges of the Epstein conversation. Easy to scroll past, easy to dismiss, like it carried no real weight. People would see it pop up occasionally and keep moving. No pressure, no reaction, nothing that stuck. Then one major name dropped into the mix, and everything changed instantly. The second Ellen DeGeneres got tied into that same story, the entire energy shifted. People stopped calling it street talk and started asking real questions about what actually went down. And now the pressure is building, because if there's genuinely nothing there, why does it look like certain people are getting nervous? Once Ellen's name got pulled back into the Epstein conversation, people started looking at Erica through a completely different lens. Before that, her name stayed buried. Forums, Yara's random comment sections, old clips that never gained enough traction to stick, easy to ignore. But the moment Ellen started getting mentioned alongside Epstein again, people doubled back and started connecting dots, and things got uncomfortable fast. Ellen wasn't just some background celebrity either. She had clear, documented ties to Sean Diddy Combs, not casual run-ins, but repeated appearances, inside jokes, and very public praise. That proximity felt way too close for comfort. Back then, it all looked like harmless entertainment. Celebrities joking around on a big stage, nothing serious. But people are going back and watching those same moments now with a completely different mindset. And it is not landing the same way at all.
I think I always had that girly girl hidden within me. After being such a tomboy and experiencing that my whole life, it was like, oh, I can curl my hair, I can put on the mascara. I come from a great family that has very amazing genetics, so thanks, Mom and Dad.
Diddy hasn't been officially named the way other figures like Jay-Z have. But that hasn't stopped people from piecing things together. Private parties, tight guest lists, controlled environments that never saw the public eye. Spaces where phones disappeared and whatever happened stayed locked in the room. No leaks, no recordings, no outside noise. And once people accepted that those spaces were real, the questions got significantly heavier. Who else had that kind of access? Who else was allowed inside those rooms? Ellen didn't just laugh things off either. When Diddy discussed his lifestyle, she gave it a platform and made it appear completely normal in front of a massive audience. At one point, she gave him a birthday shout-out, calling him nicknames like Cuddle MC and Snuggle, then brushed it off with, "You don't need to know why." That didn't sit right with a lot of people. And that's exactly when the talk started heating up. Because if Diddy was really moving in those kinds of circles and Ellen was right there alongside him, people couldn't help asking how deep it all actually went. So how far apart were those worlds really? And that's precisely where Erica's name slides back into the spotlight, because her timeline doesn't sit separate from these environments at all. Long before any polished public image, she was already moving through circles built on access, fashion scenes, pageants, media exposure, and high-level networking rooms most people never even see. These are the kinds of spaces where powerful figures cross paths quietly. No headlines, no attention, just connections being made behind closed doors. At first glance, it can look like pure ambition, someone making the right moves and climbing fast. But when you line it up against everything else being discussed, it starts feeling way more calculated, like every step had a deliberate purpose behind it. Then old clips resurfaced, showing her eagerly pitching herself to designer Diane von Furstenberg, the same figure linked to Ian.
Hello, Sean Diddy Combs. How are you?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic, thank you. Do you like being scared? I'm not going to scare
you. Yeah, don't
you.
Do that.
No, I know. I'm not going to do it. I have have to thank you because the last time you were here, you turned me on to Twitter. I knew nothing about Twitter.
Yes.
And now it is so much fun. I'm playing so many games,
yes.
And I get to give things away and help people out.
Yeah, you get to connect to the people. You get to make sure that they know that you care about them. And it's also you get to hear how they feeling about certain situations. And you get the news quicker than the news gives it to you.
Yeah, no, it's great. So tell me about your birthday party. Am I invited?
Yes. Yes, you're definitely invited. When I invite you to all my parties. You just haven't seemed to show up to.
No, well, there. Is it on the East Coast?
Yes.
Well, that's why. Why don't you have one here on the West Coast? Because I work all the time.
Okay, well, maybe I have one at your house.
Where's the... Now, what time would your party start, let's say?
Like 9:30.
Really? That early?
Yeah.
I could make that.
Yeah.
But I could think of you of starting a party at like midnight. Like what time will it go till?
That's a different type of party though.
Uh-huh.
it'll go from like 9:30 to like maybe 3 o'clock. And then, you know, we have the top two floors of the hotel.
Mm-hmm. And then it will carry on there?
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Then it,
mm-hmm.
No, I mean the after party.
Mm-hmm. No, I know about them. Listen to the music. I've heard that song after party. But that was at the Holiday Inn, I think.
Yeah.
All right, so, and how old are your kids now? How many kids do you have?
I have six.
Six, and how old are they now? Well, you seem youthful. That's why they're
I'm youthful.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm fertile.
Is that going to be a new thing? Are you going to try to be early?
Yes, I'm trying to be early.
Are you going to be early for my party?
Yes, I am. No.
No.
You know I have to arrive fashionably late.
All right. Not too late, though.
Not too late?
Not too late, please.
What time would you like me there?
I'll tell you later.
Okay.
But not
okay.
Too late. Because, you know, once you get there, the party really starts.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I got you. I promise you, I'm not going to let you down on this big one.
All right,
for
good.
Real.
Good.
Your shoes, your feet are going to have blisters. You're going to be dancing so hard.
I can't wait.
With Erica on camera saying she's adaptable and ready to fit into that wild world. People are not watching that the same way anymore. That word, adaptable, is hitting completely different now. It sounds less like someone chasing opportunity and more like someone signaling they're willing to fit into whatever space gives them access. And once that idea settles in, it raises even bigger questions about what those circles actually required behind closed doors. These weren't random meetups or casual introductions. These were tight networks where reputation, loyalty, and silence carried serious weight. When someone openly talks about being ready to step into a wild world, people start wondering what that actually meant in practice. And it doesn't help that the same names keep overlapping across different places and different timelines, but always within those same elite environments. That pattern is exactly what keeps pulling Erica's name back into the conversation. Because the more those dots get connected, the less random everything starts to feel. Then there's that Romania project that keeps resurfacing, always framed as humanitarian work, community support, outreach programs.
Giving advice to Turning Point, doing all of that at the same time, that's a struggle for me. I can't get there. I don't think she was doing that because I keep not being born yesterday. It's so hard not being born yesterday. Also, if we're asking questions, how is that Erica is always so tied to Eastern Europe? Why is she just like kind of floating around? Just this girl from Ohio? How does she get linked to Romania and the United States Marines? And today I should be clear, she presents it as though she was just sending gifts. That's kind of the new thing. Oh, I was just, you know, helping to send Christmas gifts to kids in need in an orphanage. That was it. Organizing gifts being sent, which of course, again, the common sense, that would not require the support of the United States Marines. You can do that right now, today, team. Phone up someone in Romania and ask them for an address and you can send gifts, right? It's expensive to ship. You could probably ground ship that. I don't, you know. Her involvement was much more. How do I know? Well, because before the scandal broke and accusations of child trafficking onto the military base, Erica used to claim that she was a bit more involved.
All the right optics on the surface. It sounded clean, positive, easy to support. But when people started digging into the actual details, things didn't line up smoothly. Records felt incomplete. Documentation appeared to be fading out. Certain partnerships were never clearly explained. And that made people pause and look much closer. Because around that same time, the conversation around Epstein's operation was shifting in a major way. people started saying it was never just one man. It was an entire network operating quietly in the background. Recruiters, facilitators, people who moved others into controlled environments without drawing any attention. The picture started looking far bigger than most people initially assumed. So, when Erica's name began appearing in discussions tied to those same types of access points, the questions changed fast. It was no longer just talk. Then came the moment that pushed everything to another level. When reports claimed a judge mentioned her name in connection to Epstein-related proceedings, that hit hard. Because once a name gets referenced in any kind of legal setting, even loosely, people stop brushing it off and start paying real attention. It doesn't automatically confirm anything, but it raises the stakes and drags everything out of the shadows into a much brighter light. From that point, people started revisiting everything tied to Erica with sharper focus. Old appearances, past connections, the environments she moved through, all of it started getting re-examined piece by piece. What once looked like separate, isolated moments started forming a timeline people couldn't ignore.
The timing in my life is perfect for this opportunity. I'm at a great point, you know, just career-wise, to be able to take on this type of endeavor. And I feel like I have something very unique to offer this whole experience in general. Like I said, I'm very coachable, I'm very trainable. And I'm the type of person that I don't need all the time in the world to get ready. If you say you got to be on a plane in a half hour and you have to pack your stuff and go, I'm on it. I'm kind of like a gypsy. I don't mind. I don't mind living out of a suitcase. I'm used to it, and that's something that I'm okay with. So traveling, I love it. I'm all for it. I'm up for anything. I want to learn. I want to be able to use this opportunity and harness all the things that I can learn from it and be able to just inspire people. Like, how cool of a chance it is to be able to work with Diane and her brand.
Mount, and it's that timeline that keeps the pressure building. Because the more it gets picked apart, the louder the demand for real answers becomes. Not guesses, not rumors. Something solid that explains how these overlapping circles, names, and access points keep surfacing in the same story. Nothing has been officially confirmed. No public statements, no clear documented proof laid out. But the timing made people deeply uneasy. And it all seemed to peak right when Ellen's name started getting pulled back into the conversation again. Right when discussions about hidden connections and resurfaced footage started gaining serious traction. That's when people noticed something else shifting. Ellen stepped away, left the US, and settled in England. The public explanation sounded straightforward. Politics? Personal choice? Wanting a fresh start. Clean and simple on the surface. But when people lined that move up against everything else being discussed, the timing started feeling very different. It came right as pressure around Epstein-related files was growing. Right when talk about more names potentially surfacing was heating up again.
Because I have this crazy idea that I will order pizza. And so if I do, I don't want it to go to waste. Who will eat pizza if I... Jennifer? Yes? Harrison?
Turning the Oscars into an everyone's invited right. Dinner party with
Two
dinner.
Guys, what do you think? Guess what? Pizza's here. Come on down. Tomato sauce, we have cheese, we have different kinds. Who's hungry? Brad, Angie, yes? Okay. How do you want?
Cheese.
Cheese, that's a cheese.
Cheese.
Yeah. Bro. Julia wants cheese. Who's your favorite movie star? They're here. Well, who do you want to talk to? Oh, you know Julia Roberts? Have you seen this? Great. Okay, wait a minute, we're going to run out. Okay, great, okay. Let's go on this side. Okay. Anybody? Leo?
Leo?
You gotta be hungry, no?
I'm not.
Come on, somebody over here? Jared?
Yeah.
Jared. Jared Leto. He just won an Oscar. All right. Okay, here you go. Hey, by the way, Harrison, you said you wanted pizza? Okay. Eric, yes? Oh, another pregnant.
Yeah.
Okay. Great. Okay. You can tip him, right?
Sure, I'll take it.
Where's Harvey Weinstein? Harvey. Marty, you said you wanted some. Don't. All right.
They'll name three names for your lady parts.
Mini move, a JJ, and a pizza. Mini moo is when you're describing it to a child. Vajayjay is like, hey. And a pizza is like when someone's nasty.
Word.
Some pointed to her public support of Kamala. Others noted the political shift after Trump's win. Either way, another layer of speculation got added. because if new information was about to come out, distance suddenly becomes a lot more valuable. And this is where the story tightens up. Because while Ellen is stepping back and creating space, Erica's name is getting pulled deeper into the center. Mentions, resurfaced clips, overlapping connections, all landing at once, making the situation louder and harder to dismiss. But the contrast is what really has people talking. One person creates distance, while the other keeps getting pulled closer to the middle of everything. That shift is difficult to ignore when the same names, places, and timelines keep circling back in different ways. People aren't just reacting to headlines anymore. They're studying patterns, watching how everything connects, questioning why these overlaps keep happening. It's no longer about one moment or one clip. It's about a chain of events that keeps linking the same circles together. And the more those links get examined, the more attention builds around Erica's past movements, the environments she had access to, and the people she crossed paths with. Nothing stands alone anymore. Everything feels connected in a way that keeps the conversation growing stronger.
They're losing their mind.
She sounded so sincere, didn't she?
Very sincere.
Virtually choke on her words. But the best one for me is Ellen DeGeneres, who is, by the way, a very nasty person. I've had dealings with her in Australia. I tell you some stories about that cow? But anyway, good riddance to her. But, she was quite friendly with that P. Diddy bloke, wasn't she?
Well, this is why I say release the Diddy file.
Yeah.
Release the Diddy files. Come on, Donald Trump. We want to know whose name.
So maybe she's hightailing out of there before all that is thrown at her as well. But what a bunch of hypocrites.
Then there's that detail that keeps coming back. The word pizza. At first, it sounds almost ridiculous. Something easy to laugh off, a joke in celebrity conversations. But when people went back through Epstein-related materials, that same word showed up repeatedly in emails and exchanges, sometimes heavily redacted with zero context provided. The frequency didn't match the simple explanations people were given, and that's what made others start questioning whether it ever meant what it sounded like at all. It stopped feeling like coincidence and started looking like something people couldn't easily explain away. Then clips of Ellen casually dropping that same reference in different settings started circulating. And suddenly, people were paying attention in a whole new way. Stack that with the Diddy connection. By overlapping social circles, the sudden relocation overseas, and Erica's name getting pulled into more serious conversations. And it all starts feeling tightly linked together. Then, another layer gets pulled in entirely. People began looking at those closest to Ellen, including Steven Twitch Boss, her longtime DJ, and someone who was always right there on her platform. His passing was officially ruled as self-inflicted, which shocked a lot of people deeply. What followed brought more questions with no clear answers, only speculation from some who wondered if he may have known or witnessed something he was never meant to see. That's where things start feeling even heavier, because once that kind of speculation enters the picture, it spreads fast and pulls in even more attention. Still, no verified evidence has been found to support those kinds of claims. And that part often gets buried as the conversation keeps getting louder. What keeps people locked in is how all these moments, names, and timelines seem to overlap in ways that are genuinely hard to dismiss. One detail leads to another, one connection points to the next, and before long it feels like everything is tied together, even when clear answers are still nowhere to be found. It's important to separate confirmed facts from assumptions. Not every theory holds up under real scrutiny. But that hasn't stopped people from digging, revisiting old clips, and questioning how these elite circles actually operated. And as more pieces get re-examined, the pressure for real clarity keeps building, because people are no longer accepting surface-level explanations. And they want to understand how all of this fits together, if it even does. The online reaction has been intense. One user wrote, "I still think somebody else is responsible for his situation." Another said, "I'll never believe the official story." And all of it keeps circling back to the same point. Erica Kirk, the name that stayed buried in the background for years, is now sitting right in the center of a conversation she was never expected to be part of. That shift didn't happen randomly. It built up over time, piece by piece, connection by connection. If Ellen genuinely had insight into those spaces and was moving in those same circles, and if details are only now starting to surface, then the timing around Erica's situation starts feeling less like coincidence and more like something finally catching up. And so the question is no longer just what happened on that island. It's who already knew, and who might be feeling real pressure now that these conversations are no longer staying buried. Drop your thoughts in the comments, hit like, subscribe, and share this with someone who needs to see it. See you on the next one.